Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry stands at the crossroads of tradition and transformation, with both opportunity and challenge shaping its path forward. One of the most headline-grabbing announcements comes from PUBG Studios, revealing the end of legacy support for PUBG Battlegrounds on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, effective November 13, 2025. This phasing out mirrors a broader industry shift as next-gen platforms take precedence, urging players to upgrade for richer visuals, better performance, and cross-platform account carryover. The transition away from aging hardware doesn't just affect veteran franchises, it's spurring developers and publishers to invest resources into more ambitious features, deeper integration of technology, and unique immersive experiences only newer platforms can support. Alongside these hardware changes, a slew of highly anticipated games is fueling industry excitement. Krafton's inZOI, for instance, is heralded as the next big life simulation experience, with an early 2026 PS5 release slated and an Xbox version to follow. The reveal has sparked speculation about how the game will leverage next-gen hardware for storytelling, player interaction, and world-building. Meanwhile, ArenaNet continues to expand the Guild Wars 2 universe, enticing its passionate community with the beta launch of the Visions of Eternity expansion. The promise of fresh narrative arcs and gameplay systems reaffirms how live service models are transforming games into ever-evolving ecosystems rather than static products. Monster Hunter Wilds players can look forward to the major 1.021 update, which adds 9 star-ranked monsters and tweaks core gameplay, offering both hardcore and casual fans fresh reasons to dive back in. It's not just updates. 2026 looms large with the anticipated arrival of Grand Theft Auto 6, landing on May 26th, a title expected to not only ignite players' imaginations, but also reinforce investor confidence. As Take-Two Interactive raises its outlook in anticipation, the notable game launches keep coming. Sega's Football Manager 26 is making headlines for its bold transition to the Unity engine, heralding new possibilities and announcing a significant partnership with the English Premier League. Sega's push into the free-to-play market continues as well, with Sega Football Club Champions 2025, reflecting how publishers are diversifying their business models to reach wider audiences. Yet amid all the excitement, ongoing discussions about online safety remain firmly at the forefront of industry debate. A recent incident on Roblox, in which a prominent creator was suspended after exposing predatory behavior, has prompted renewed calls for improved security and transparency, particularly when it comes to protecting minors in virtual gaming environments. As the boundaries between gaming and social platforms continue to blur, the demand for robust moderation tools and proactive safeguarding grows ever more urgent. Subscription services are also evolving as a major battleground for player retention and engagement, with Sony's latest PS Plus lineup turning heads by offering blockbusters like Mortal Kombat 1 and Marvel's Spider-Man. However, not every story is about seamless access. Valve's limited rollout of PayPal payment integration for Steam transactions has left many frustrated, especially those in markets where digital wallets are the main gateway to gaming. For many, this highlights the broader challenge of ensuring equitable access and ease of use across global player bases at a time when content is more diverse and abundant than ever before. The industry's calendar is punctuated by blockbusters events too, with Gamescom 2025 set for August 20th to 24 in Cologne, Germany, a gathering expected to showcase the very latest in hardware, software, and creative vision while forging industry-wide connections. As anticipation builds, attention is turning not just to the games themselves, but the people creating them, and the new wave of labor activism reshaping the field. At Blizzard Entertainment, members of the story and franchise development team have voted to unionize, joining a broader movement for fair pay, reasonable workloads, and increased worker protections. Their efforts echo similar drives among colleagues at Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, reflecting a groundswell of labor consciousness across technology and entertainment sectors. Some see this momentum as a long overdue course correction, as game developers seek to claim more say in their creative futures and working conditions amid crunch culture, mass layoffs, and evolving expectations around workplace equity. Looking at key releases over the coming year, Death Stranding 2, On the Beach, slated for June 26th, promises to elevate Kojima's trademark blend of narrative innovation and experimental game mechanics. Hype also surrounds the quirky, physics-driven Dunkadillo and a commemorative patch for the Seven Deadly Sins, Idle Adventure, which is set to introduce new questlines and celebratory events. Capcom has joined the race with news confirming upcoming remakes of fan-favorite Resident Evil Code Veronica and Resident Evil Zero, fueling both nostalgia and controversy, as community reactions run the gamut from jubilation to skepticism about launching these projects as late as 2027 or 2028. In sports, major gameplay improvements are on the horizon in Madden NFL 26, as the development team is reworking blocking mechanics based on wide-ranging player feedback. By focusing on realism and immersion, they aim to appease a player base vocal about the need for iterative changes, not just annual updates. Not all fans are convinced, however. Skepticism persists as die-hard Madden players clamor for true innovation that shifts the feel of moment-to-moment play, rather than incremental polish. In sharp contrast, Borderlands 4 is wowing the community with its staggering promise of over 30 billion procedurally generated guns. The emphasis on mass customization stands as a testament to the franchise's commitment to replayability, chaos, and creativity, a formula that has long kept fans engaged for hundreds of hours at a stretch. Meanwhile, mobile gaming is undergoing its own rapid transformation, with Death Stranding 2 poised to probe new territory around themes of human connection, isolation, and digital communication. Uno Wonder offers a quirky, mobile-first spin on classic card game mechanics, pushing innovation in how users connect and compete with friends wherever they are. Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Shadows is drawing on the franchise's storied history to reignite fan passion for the perennial clash between the Assassins and the Templars, signaling a return to roots seasoned veterans have long requested. The intersection of game development, intellectual property, and legal drama also continues to generate headlines, highlighted by Krafton's public claims against former management at Unknown Worlds over what it alleges was the abandonment of Subnautica 2. These legal battles reveal the complexities at play when stewardship of IP and player expectations collide, especially as studios struggle to balance creative vision, financial realities, and team cohesion. An emerging trend across the genre spectrum is the renewed focus on historical narratives, with MLB The Show 25 set to feature legends J.R. Richard and Paul Molitor, bringing forgotten chapters of baseball history to new audiences and strengthening the connection between past and present. As studios invest more heavily in modes, moments, and storylines that educate alongside entertain, the boundaries of what games can achieve continue to expand. At the heart of these sweeping changes lies a shifting player base whose expectations continue to evolve, shaped by a thirst for deeper immersion, meaningful interaction, and content that goes beyond simple mechanics. The challenge for game developers and publishers becomes how to foster long-term engagement, balance effective monetization, and remain responsive to real community feedback, all while managing the intricacies of technology upgrades and the relentless pace of innovation. Yet, if anything, there's a prevailing optimism that the gaming community is driving industry leaders toward fundamental, positive change, cementing gaming's position at the crux of entertainment and social connection. In parallel to these industry stories, technological advances continue apace. NVIDIA has rolled out its 580.76.05 driver for Linux, touting improved performance and heightened stability for applications leveraging their GPUs. This release underlines a larger commitment to keeping user experience front and center, while vigorously defending against the ever-present specter of security vulnerabilities. At the cultural edges of gaming, even coffee shops aren't immune to industry aftershocks. Starbucks in South Korea recently banned desks and printers in certain locations to reclaim the cafe atmosphere from a swelling influx of gamers setting up shop. This move has sparked lively debates about the use of public space, work versus leisure, and the evolving convergence of real and virtual hangouts for gamers worldwide. All these stories, big and small, point to a gaming landscape that is richer, stranger, and more dynamic than ever, catering to players of all backgrounds across an astonishing variety of genres, platforms, and experiences. Whether it's innovating on classic franchises, experimenting with new forms of narrative, or simply making it easier and safer for everyone to play, the industry's journey is just getting started. As 2025 and 2026 approach, with blockbuster titles and technological leaps on the horizon, the race is on for developers, creators, and fans alike to define what gaming will look like for years to come. For every hurdle, there's a new opportunity. For every controversy, fuel for innovation, and for every uncertain pivot, a chance to connect with billions of players around the globe in ways previously unimagined. Across every corner of the culture, from cozy cafes to packed convention halls, from console dynasties to indie mobile experiments, gaming's heartbeat remains strong. That's it for today's deep dive into what's next and what's now in the world of gaming. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.